This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 25th of July 2021. Today we're talking to new amateurs, welcoming those who have gained their first license and also congratulating those who have gained another level. However, everyone else is welcome to listen in too because there's news and information for everyone. We've got news, information and resources that amateurs new and old will find useful right here on News West. News West continues a tradition of amateur radio news since 1931 and is heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridors Radio Group, the Bunbury Radio Group or the Peel Amateur Radio Group, and getting your foundation license. To encourage new members on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded or renewed their license in the past month. So congratulations to Gerhard on his advanced license, Joshua on his foundation license, also on a foundation license is Rick. In an advanced license is Lawrence and a standard license is Gary. Congratulations to you folk. Just be careful before getting on air, making sure that your license is actually valid. It's not valid until you've received an invoice and paid for it. So even if it doesn't turn up on the ACMA website, if you have a receipt, get on air and make some noise. So congratulations everybody on joining amateur radio. And if you're an old hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, folks, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. And in case you're wondering, there are 1,399 amateur licenses held in VK6 today, and that's 5 fewer than this time last month. If someone were to ask you to participate in an amateur radio contest as a new amateur, what would be your reaction? In this edition of New Hams, I'll talk about contesting and what it might mean to someone new to amateur radio. As a new ham, you might be terrified at the thought of engaging in a contest. Likewise, you may be excited at the prospect, and of course there are those who are somewhere in between. So, what is an amateur radio contest? In a nutshell, it's all about making as many contacts as possible on a given range of amateur radio bands within a nominated time frame. Typically, contests run over a 24-hour period, although some can span a month. Although there are shorter contests that run for 1 or 2 hours, these are often referred to as sprints. Contest entrants could be individuals or teams of two or more operators at the same location, or teams of two or more stations operating at separate locations. This varies between contests. Many contests are fundamentally similar in how they work, however it pays to take a look at the rules to ensure that your station is compliant. You'll hear conflicting stories from some people about how you should operate during contests, where some people like to work intensely in order to gain the highest possible score, and others prefer to work at a more relaxed pace. The correct intensity or pace to operate at is the one that suits you. An important component of contesting is the log. Your QSOs must be logged, and logs are checked by the contest organisers to determine the rules of the contest. There are many software logging utilities available, many of which utilise the interface of the radio to record band, frequency, etc., and enter these in the log as you go. Some contests still allow paper logs, however, these are being phased out quite rapidly nowadays as they create a huge workload for the organisers. Electronic logs are typically sent as an email attachment or uploaded directly to a website where log checking is carried out automatically by software. The Australian contests are a good introduction to contesting as the more relaxed pace allows you to develop your technique and work at your own pace. If you haven't tried contesting, how about exploring the options and having a go? Aussie contests are described on the Wireless Institute of Australia's website, wia.org.au. Something a new amateur is usually on the lookout for, apart from physical resources, is information resources. The interweb is a huge resource, however, for the newcomer to a hobby it can be a confusing mess of information. Fortunately, there are some resources that simplify the task of zooming in on the issue at hand, removing some of the frustration you might experience as you encounter roadblocks and dead ends. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia has a couple of helpful resources. These are different to many web-based documents, most of which were written once and remain static. The resources at RASA are knowledge-based, and the content grows as questions are asked and answered. Firstly, there's ARTS, which is an acronym for Amateur Radio Technical Support. This site contains information about some of the basics you'll need to know about setting up your radio equipment, and you also have the ability to ask questions. Then there's the QRM Guru, which again has information and suggestions about how to deal with that pesky noise that's ruining your radio activity. And again, you can ask questions. The RASA Welcome to Amateur Radio Guidebook provides an introduction to our hobby for newly licensed Foundation Class amateurs. This book is published digitally. It contains many hot links to external websites with useful information. It's available as a PDF file suitable for reading on a PC or a tablet. It can be printed if required. RASA also produces a magazine called QTC that's loaded with useful information. RASA provides a welcome pack to clubs to hand out to the candidates attending their training courses. Clubs can contact RASA for these. These products are free to access and use and can be accessed from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Another resource is a website maintained by a local Peter VK6YSF, and there you'll find some interesting projects that he's experimented with and documented. There are some particularly interesting items concerning antennas and associated bits and pieces such as ballons and feed lines. Peter's website is VK6 Yankee Sierra Foxtrot, so that's VK6YSF.com. An excellent resource outside of Australia, and this is only one of many, is the Surrey Amateur Radio Communications Group's bi-monthly e-magazine, which is called Communicator, which is a first-class magazine with helpful items and stories to suit all levels of experience and expertise. It's published on the web and is read in 130 countries, or perhaps more now. The website is ve7sar.net, so that's Victor Echo 7 Sierra Alpha Romeo.net, ve7sar.net. Look it up, you won't regret it. And we mustn't forget the more sociable option, talking to people. Yes, face-to-face, no microphone. Commonly known as an eyeball QSO. A very good way to learn more about the hobby is to meet other amateurs and to start talking and listening. There are some good amateur radio clubs around the place, and by getting together, you can listen and ask questions, and you can do practical stuff. Amateurs are mostly friendly and helpful people, and you can easily tap into this resource. There's a list of local VK6 clubs on the VK6.net website. Good luck as you grow into the hobby of amateur radio.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6-linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6ARN.
Wireless Institute of Australia members received their electronic copy of the Amateur Radio magazine last weekend, and shortly after, it was withdrawn from circulation after complaints were made about inappropriate remarks made in the editorial. In an announcement to members, the president of the Wireless Institute, Scott, VK3KJ, said, "The Wireless Institute of Australia, Board of Directors, has become aware of wording and language that may be construed as racially offensive and or sexist that has appeared in the most recent edition of Amateur Radio Magazine, Issue 4. The comments appeared in an article under the heading Editorial. The Wireless Institute of Australia profusely apologises for any hurt or offence that these comments may have caused. We value diversity, inclusion and respect. The Wireless Institute are working hard to create this within the amateur radio community. The events that have occurred are totally unacceptable to the Wireless Institute of Australia board, and despite the fact that the board was not aware of its inclusion in the magazine, nor had the opportunity to read the article prior to publication, the board accepts full responsibility for what has taken place. The views and opinions expressed in the article are those of the author and are not endorsed by the Wireless Institute of Australia. The current digital version of the AR magazine will be removed temporarily whilst this article is re-edited and then access restored. Unfortunately, the printed version of the magazine is now in distribution and cannot be retracted. However, an apology will be included in the next edition of the Amateur Radio magazine and will appear on the WIA website and social media. The WIA board will undertake a full review of the events that have occurred and ensure processes are put in place to prevent any such repeat of this unacceptable situation. On behalf of the Wireless Institute of Australia board, our sincere apology to any member or individual that read this article and may have been offended by the remarks made. And that was the end of Scott's comments. And we at WA Amateur Radio News congratulate Scott for doing the right thing, challenging such behaviours. There's no room in our hobby for it. Now, concerning the same issue of Amateur Radio magazine, WA Amateur Radio News last week lodged a complaint because the magazine editor refused to publish our advertisement for Perth Tech, giving the lame excuse that the advertisement didn't portray amateur radio. The Wireless Institute president expressed his disappointment at this and is looking into the situation, and has offered access to the WA's other platforms to promote Perth Tech, and has guaranteed us an advertisement in the next edition of Amateur Radio magazine. So I applaud Scott for tackling the hard stuff. As I said last week, the self-appointed choir boys must stop their dirty tricks, which in the past appeared to have had tacit support from the board. We at WA Amateur Radio News have already engaged with Scott in order to work together for the betterment of amateur radio in Australia, beginning with Scott accepting our invitation to attend Perth Tech. It's our wish that the Wireless Institute of Australia be restored to what it should be, an organisation serving the interests and needs of all amateurs and prospective amateurs. Anyone in a position of influence who doesn't share those goals should get out of the way. Now for some good news. Bunbury Radio Club held its annual general meeting last Monday and the following office bearers were elected. The president is Brian Andrews, VK6 Tango Golf Quebec. The vice president is Nick, VK6 November Alpha. The secretary is Alec, VK6 APK. And the treasurer is Richard Eyre, VK6 Papa Zulu Tango. And thanks to Alec for the update. Now a little bit about News West. You're hearing News West because of the work of a lot of people. News and stories are collected, written and recorded by News West team members and external contributors. These are compiled into one audio file and then uploaded to our website, vk6.net. The news audio file is also sent out to podcast. Then along come the broadcasters who download the news every week. They either download it manually from the website or they do it with a script that we provide. And then they put it to air at their appointed or chosen time and frequency, and afterwards they take callbacks. Some repeater operators in other states make News West available on demand. This all happens every weekend of the year. Our website, vk6.net, will show you when, where and how you can hear News West. Now, would you like to be part of this team? Even if you think there's a remote chance that you might want to be a part of the team, give us a call. Contact us with an email to newswest@vk6.net.
The committee and members of the NCOG would like to let you know Hamfest has been planned for Sunday the 29th of August this year. As usual, it will be at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre in Ashfield, opening 9 a.m. for buyers, with sellers being admitted from 7:30 a.m. Entry will be $5 for all on the day, and we'll be playing it COVID safe, so please be prepared to register or scan before entering the venue. For up-to-date information on Hamfest, check the NCRG website at ncrg.info. Are you excited yet? Well, what about this? As of Saturday the 3rd of July, ticket sales for the Hamfest raffle are now available online, and tickets will also be available for purchasing on the day. So, what's in the prize pool? First prize is an ICOM IC7300 HF-SDR. Second prize is an ICOM IC2730 2m and 70cm radio. And finally, third prize is a Comet GP15 vertical antenna covering 6m, 2 and 70. Some quick important disclosure information. This is a WA-only raffle, WA permit LS216941921. You must be over 18 to enter. Tickets are on sale from the 3rd of July 2021. Ticket cost is $5 per entry, and the raffle will be drawn at the NCRG Hamfest, 29th of August 2021 at 12 noon. Tickets may be purchased on the day until 11 a.m. Cash ticket sales require email details for ticket receipt. See the NCRG website for the link to online sales. You'll find it under the menu item for Hamfest, 29th August 2021. On behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, I'm Glyn, VK6 PAW.
What you doing? feeding the chickens.
Well, are you going to take the challenge?
Yep, I plan to. You?
I'm thinking about it. What about the big guns? Think they'll win?
They didn't last year, but then they didn't show up either.
Is that why you're feeding the chickens now?
Yep. Champions are never afraid of competition. Will you take the challenge? See foxmikehotel.com/challenge.
We've gone on a bit today about contests, and you may be wondering why we're doing this when our theme is new amateurs. Well, there's a simple explanation. Contests can help newcomers to fine-tune their equipment and hone up their skills. Some folk may be put off the idea of a contest because they have no chance of winning. You don't have to be a physicist to understand that a piece of wire hanging off a squid pole and 10 watts of transmitter power wouldn't have the chance of a snowflake in hell of winning most contests or even being able to accumulate a competitive score. Then along comes the cavalry to save your day. Over the last few weeks, we've been telling you about the Portable Ops Challenge, where you're encouraged to go bush, sling your wire up into a tree, and to get on air. And to make it worthwhile, the simpler and smaller your station is, the easier it becomes to earn contest points. It's leveling the playing field. There's a handicap system in place to give small stations an edge over the big contest stations. You can find out more by visiting the website for the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge. The address is foxmikehotel.com. That's Fox Mike Hotel, the words, not the phonetics, .com.
Hey, you going to do this thing, the Portable Operations Challenge?
I'm not sure. Don't the big stations always win these things?
No, not this one. They level this all up by how they score the contacts.
Well, I bet the big boys are sweating a bit now.
The little stations have a chance if they're a good operator.
But I'm in. Can we do it anywhere outdoors?
Yeah, that's why it's the Portable Operations Challenge.
Let's just go and show them what the small station can do.
It'll really set the cat amongst the pigeons.
Radio sport and a level playing field, I call that.
Radio sport is about competition, and you've been challenged. See foxmikehotel.com/challenge for details.
Now, this came from VK2 India Alpha Uniform John. John's set up a web page with a Morse tutorial with the objective to increase the numbers of our amateur radio fraternity by encouraging non-amateur radio operators to learn Morse code and then to continue on to become licensed amateur radio operators. That's an unusual way to put it, but there you go. Anything that works is fine. To encourage this, John has utilized a free internet live Morse code program called CWCOM. John recently put together a website, and I'll give you the URL on an email to WAHAMS. It's a rather long and complex URL, and it would be non-productive to try and read it out on air. And in addition, twice daily on Facebook, he posts a video that you may find helpful to practice with. The application of the easy, fast learn Morse code method could be useful to anyone interested in learning Morse. So as I said, I'll post his URL up on the WAHAMS email list, or you could just ask Uncle Google to look at VK2 India Alpha Uniform, VK2 IAU, and you might find him there.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Chris VK5 Charlie Papa this week announced that the Adelaide Radio Experimenters Group, AREG, has introduced a lockdown contest to keep amateurs busy and have a bit of fun on the way. Chris said, as many Aussies may be locked down for a while, we have thought up a little contest to have some fun. The idea of the contest is to promote radio contacts between VK amateurs during the South Australian lockdown. Bonus points will be awarded for working AREG members, and you do need to ask, as we have members in most states, and V calls ending in PF for Pfizer and Alpha Zulu for AstraZeneca. The contest will start at 6 p.m. on the 20th of July, that was during the week, and conclude at the end of the lockdown. Now, there are some rules, of course. Contacts may be made by voice or digital modes in any amateur band between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. By any mode, yes, even FT8, contacts can be made simplex or via a repeater. The term repeater also includes IRLP, D-Star, DMR or similar, but not Zoom, Skype, Teams or mobile phones. Use of remote transmitting stations within VK or remote receivers like the ARAG one are permitted. The key rule is that there must be some RF in a ham band from 160 metres to 23 centimetres involved. Stations, which must be in VK, may be reworked after 12 hours per band. The required exchange is RST and a sequential number beginning with 001. If you change bands, then don't restart the numbers. The suggested call syntax is CQ lockdown, DE your call sign. Keep a log to verify your efforts. So the scoring, 2 points for a simple contact and double points for an ARAG member, 1 point for a repeater contact and double points for an ARAG member, 5 points for working a VK Alpha Zulu call sign, and that's because it's not as good as PF, and you get 10 points for working a VK Papa Foxtrot. So there you go. So what's the prize? Well, nobody knows yet. It may be a coveted ARAG sticker or just the knowledge that you're the best lockdown operator in the competition. The goal is to have fun and get on air in this lockdown. Any questions to Chris, VK5CharliePapa at ARRL.net. So let's look at what's coming up next week. Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing the hobby. It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to kickstart their hobby, where amateurs get together to share information, build stuff, and participate in activities. They probably have fun on the way. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn more about the hobby. Most newcomers to amateur radio take some time to decide which part of the hobby to focus on, and clubs can expose them to several aspects of amateur radio. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a club focus episode where the program is handed over to clubs to promote, brag, educate, and include the amateur radio community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does, and other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. So this is the deal. We here at News West are prepared to hand over 100% of the program time, that's the full 30 minutes, to clubs in the Club Focus Edition. You feed News West with audio recordings and text, and we'll glue it together. You give us 30 minutes worth, that's what goes to air. You give us 5 minutes worth and we'll fill it up with something else or run a very short program. So it's over to you, really. For Club Focus next weekend, please get your items to us by noon Friday. Send it as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. And by the way, if you're a bit ginger about writing and recording items for the news broadcast, WA Amateur Radio News offers a half-day course in doing just that. We offer you tricks, tips and techniques to get you on your way to recording your own items. Contact us via email to newswest@vk6.net. We can also help you out by recording your item whilst hooked up to Skype. You just need to read out your piece, repeat any bits that you mucked up, then I'll edit it for you. How easy is that?
Good morning, fellow emitters and shortwave listeners. Yes, it's me again, Roy VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 25th of July 2021. Hope you're keeping well. I only have two items there for you this morning, and the repeats from last week. We have an ICOM IC7400, which is 160 metres through to 2 metres. And for further contact on that one, if any further details, please contact Matt. His email address is Mike Alpha Tango Charlie Oscar Mike figures 335 at gmail.com. That's Matt. His email address once again, Mike Alpha Tango Charlie Oscar Mike figure 335 at gmail.com. And the other item I have for you is a Kenwood Tango Sierra 590 Sierra Golf. Looking for a good home. Asking $1,500 or nearest best offer to that for this radio. Please contact John on his mobile 0419-957-441. Again, that's John 0419-957-441 for further information. And it's a TS590 Sierra Golf HF plus 6 metres, 100 watts output, full DSP. That's all I have for you this week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please get in touch with me by email. The address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I will endeavour to do my best for you. This is Roy VK6XV73.
Now, just reminding you that tickets for Perth Tech and the raffle will go on sale from the 30th of July, and that we'll be at Hamfest to promote Perth Tech. Details will be on the VK6.net website and promoted on social media. Now, thanks for listening to News West this week. Thanks to the team this week, Roy and me. Yeah, that's it. We're light on this week because Mike and Jeff were both unavailable in the same week, and I had to pour my own cab sav and sweep the cutting room floor by myself because Andrew's still on holidays. So that's why you are subjected to an almost complete monologue from yours truly, with a brief break from Roy. Thanks again to the broadcast team and callback collectors for your sterling efforts every week. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer, and almost everything else this week. Wishing you a COVID-free week ahead, and what better time to get into the lockdown contest by getting on air and making some noise.